This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Our guests today are a couple of people who are involved in putting together the Freedom and Truth Celebration that's going to take place in Litchfield next week. I've got Dan Titsworth and Jamie Ragel on the phone. Now, Dan, first I wanted to talk to you just a little bit. This Freedom and Truth Celebration, is this a new thing to Litchfield?
Yes, it's new to everywhere, actually. This was started back in January. It was going to be just a Bible study, but it grew tremendously to where it's now a full-grown revival.
Okay, and for somebody who maybe has never been to a revival before, tell me how long this goes on, what takes place at this?
Well, we're going to be holding it on June the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th from 6:30 p.m., and it's actually the live music will probably be starting about a quarter till 7 or so and lasting till 8 o'clock. What goes on, we're going to have live music for 15 or 20 minutes. There'll be an introductory speaker, and then we'll have our main speakers. On the first and second, it'll be a motivational speaker who is a pastor by the name of Randall Snipes. And on the third and fourth, we'll be having a very good comedian by the name of Jamie Ragel, who's on the other line with us now.
When a person talks about a revival, we get a little fire, we get a little enthusiasm. Is that the nature of what's going to happen at this event?
Well, I should certainly believe so. I believe with the two speakers that we've got as the main speakers that you'll see that, but you'll also see what the title brings forth is freedom and truth. You're going to get freedom from when you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you're also going to be hearing the truth directly from the Bible. This is non-denominational, and I believe that the people who come out will be able to see that for themselves.
That was going to be my next question, if you're inviting everybody. It sounds like you're going to have probably a pretty good crowd. How many people can you handle, and what do we need to be careful about getting there early to make sure you get a seat and get in?
Well, I'm suggesting that to all the people I've been talking to so far. It actually starts at 7 o'clock, and we're telling people to get there about 6:30 to make sure they get a seat, because if I'm not mistaken, the auditorium there at the All Nations Worship Center, who has been gracious enough to let us use their building, holds about 220 or 30 people, I believe. But they have a spillover room where we're going to pipe into a large screen TV, and it holds, I believe, about 60 people. So if we hit above 290 people, we're going to have to ask them to come back again the next day.
And you're probably going to be very happy if you get above 290 people. Well, you have to ask a few to come back.
I think we'll reach that pretty easily.
Well, that's good to know. So it's going to have maybe a tent revival feel, but it's not going to be in a tent. It's going to be in a more comfortable surroundings.
Yes, it'll be air conditioned, and there'll be comfortable seats.
Okay. Now, you mentioned, Dan, you have Randall Snipes the first two nights. Coming up on June 3rd and 4th, you've got a young man by the name of Jamie Ragel that, when I was reading about him, I was trying to figure out how I would introduce him. Now, Jamie, who is standing by on the phone with us here, I tried and tried, and I couldn't come up with a description of you that maybe I could do in less than 20, 25, 30, 35 words.
Well, first of all, you began by saying I was a young man, and that's wonderful. You know, flattery is like perfume. You can smell it, but don't swallow it.
You're welcome.
But, you know, I'm known as the original comedialist, which is a comic evangelist, and it just comes from the idea that we should be the happiest people in the world. We're the only group of people in the world have anything to be happy about. And when Dan invited me to be a part of this, I thought, man, this is so in my wheelhouse, because I love to tell people everywhere I go that laughter is good medicine. It's good for the soul. And yet so many churches that I go to, you know, folks look like they've been baptized in embalming fluid, and they wonder why. Well, they wonder why their churches are not growing, And I was telling a guy today, we're all just one step from stupid. We're all just one choice away from a different life. And sometimes we don't always make the right decisions. And because of that, our churches need to be hospitals for sinners. And yet, so often, when somebody who's not perfect walks in our doors, somebody that doesn't look like us, doesn't have the color of our skin, doesn't vote the same way we do, we look at them as if they're an anomaly, when in reality, they should be welcome. Listen, a merry heart does good like a medicine. And that's what I want the people of Litchfield to hear from me. I know that's Dan's heart, and I know Randall Snipes. They're absolutely going to love this dear brother. And, the people of Litchfield, if you'll just make a concerted effort to come, I promise you, you'll go home with your basket full and a smile on your face, encouragement in your heart, and it won't take too much for you want to tell somebody else about it and just be a part of every night.
It sounds like fun, and I guess maybe when's the last time you heard somebody say that a revival was going to be fun? So it does sound like it's going to be enjoyable.
No, it almost sounds like church and fun sounds like an oxymoron. I remember when I was a kid, I'd hear the preachers. You know, I was a little fella, but I wasn't stupid. I was a little fella. But I'd hear those preachers say, "Let me ask you this, friends. Do you want to die and go to hell?" And I remember thinking, well, I'm only six, but no, that's not on my date timer. I'm not planning on going to hell. I'm ready to go. I just don't want to be on the next load, and I'm going to heaven. I don't want to go to hell. But you don't have to be mean in the conveyance of truth. And yet so many people today believe, and rightly so, they had terrible childhood experiences. A lot of people that deliver the message of truth seem like they were mad at everybody. Listen, I'm mad at sin. I'm not mad at people. Some of my best friends are gay. Some of my best friends are drunks. Some of my best friends are strippers and prostitutes. And somebody said, well, why in the world? Well, why wouldn't they be my friend? I can love them and not love what they do. The way we win people to Christ is by loving them where they are and letting God change their life. We don't have the power to change somebody's life, but God does. And I don't want to lose that opportunity by making an enemy before I make a friend. And because I have a friend that does something I don't do, that doesn't mean I don't love them. I may not love what they do, but I know who can change them, and that's the bottom goal. That's the bottom line for me. That's the ultimate goal, that people would know Christ.
Sounds like a good plan. Now, you're going to be there the 3rd and the 4th, and we're going to have Randall Snipes the 1st and the 2nd. Dan, I want to ask you, how did you come about, how did you put this together, and how did you find these two dynamic people to make this revival come together?
Well, I'm a very fortunate person. Where I live is right next to where George Washington's birthplace is there in Virginia.
Okay.
And I go to Oak Grove Baptist Church, and the pastor there is named Randall Snipes. So you get the connection there.
Get the connection there, you bet.
And Randall Snipes is, like you called Jamie, he's young. He's very dynamic. And he has grown this small church from just right around 100 people to way over 300 people, sometimes up to 500 people in attendance in just a few short years. And Randall invited Jamie Snipes to come to our church about three times over the past couple of years, and that's how I met Jamie. And so when it started off, this whole revival was actually nothing more than me coming to Litchfield during bluegill spawning season to catch some fish.
Okay.
Well, my mom and dad recently became Christians, and acting Christians, I should say, and they wanted a little bit of a Bible study course, and so I was going to put that together while I'm here at home, and that turned out to be, well, maybe I'll have this at Lake Chautauqua, which me and a friend own, and we'll invite some more people. And then I realized there's no parking there. There's, you know. And so I just, through, I believe, the Lord talking to me, I decided to hold something larger. And I went to try to rent the high school. And you're going to laugh at this, but I actually invited Billy Graham's son and daughter to come to Litchfield as well. Mm. They turned me down. Imagine that. But anyway, so that's how it grew. It grew into a full-fledged revival. I grew up here, and when I come home, I see a lot of people with no hope. I see a lot of people who are sort of believe that this is, they already have all this world has to offer them, and I know that's not the truth. And so me knowing Jamie and having listened to what he has through comedy to offer people as a pathway to the Lord through Jesus Christ, and having listened to my pastor, who is a very, very dynamic speaker, that's how this grew to a full-blown revival.
I think there was a story in the Bible about fishes and how they multiplied, too. So nice to work that in. Jamie, I want to ask you, so you've been to the church and spoken and had your association with Randall Snipes. You've met Dan. How hard was it for him to get you to come here?
Well, you know, to be honest, I'd go to a Tupperware party if they give me a chance to tell people about Christ. I have I've spoken the largest churches and the largest arenas in America, and I'm actually on about 400 stations now around the world with just a 1-minute anecdotal comic kind of thing. I love to go anywhere I have the chance to tell people. You still have a future with God, no matter how deep and dark the stain of your sin. You still have a future with God. About 7 years ago, I train wrecked my life, and believe you me, you know, John and Dan, I've not lived every day of my life at the foot of the cross, and so I understand grace, and I understand forgiveness, and I understand restoration, and. So when Dan, with much prayer, prayed about this and felt it was God's leading in his life, Randall and I both decided collectively to come. I've been to St. Louis many, many times over the years. I've been to Illinois many times. I don't know that I've ever been to Lickfield, but I'm sure looking forward to being there. And again, just to encourage the good people of your town, just to come. It's one of those things. I'll tell you what it'll be like. It's one of those things, after you taste it, you go, wow, I don't know why I didn't do this earlier. If you come, invest in the meeting, bring somebody with you that needs hope. Bring somebody with you that needs help. And I promise you, they'll be blessed. They'll be encouraged. They'll go with a smile on their face. They'll hear me speak one night a message entitled, "You're Only One Choice Away from a Different Life." Just one choice can change your life. It can change for the good, or it can change for the bad. You can make a decision today. Man, you're free to make it. But sometimes the decisions that you make in your freedom become the bars that build your prison. And you look back on your life and go, what in the world was I thinking the day that I did that? And believe you me, I've walked through all that, John. I've walked through that. I'm on the other side of that, and I'm here to tell people, you still have a future with God. I tell that every church, big or small, and there might be some pastors listening. Encourage your folks to come, and Pastor, you come too. We want you to be encouraged.
Well, I think
nobody understands. Yeah, nobody understands ministry as good as we do. So, Pastor, you come and be encouraged yourself.
I think you answered to a certain extent my next question, and my next question is, if you were standing in front of someone who A, either was lost, or B, was just kind of satisfied, or as sometimes we say in the Catholic Church, a little lukewarm, how do you go about inviting someone to make them say, oh, I really should go hear this. I should be part of this.
Well, you know, most of us, most of us have some dings in our life and some dents. Most of us have some flaws. There are very, very, very few people that I've ever met that really feel like they have it all together in every area. And to be honest with you, I don't know anybody that can't use a good belly laugh now and then. And believe me, I've got a belly big enough to laugh at. But my thought is, you know, I want people to know this is a small investment of time for something that could, you know, forever change your life. I tell people, for instance, I tell teenagers, it's better to avoid what you might not be strong enough to resist. In other words, let me give you an example. Hey, Dad, John's having a party tonight. I know they're going to be drinking there. They're probably going to be smoking, but don't worry, I'm not going to do it. Well, a better choice is, hey, Dad, you know John's having a party tonight. I know there's going to be drinking and smoking pot, so I'm not going to go. It's better to avoid what you might not have the strength to resist. I mean, even a morsel like that, if somebody would take that, it could save their life. I mean, you could come and hear something on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night that you'd pay thousands of dollars to a counselor, a psychiatrist, or an attorney, if it's too late, after you've made the decision, could save you from, I tell parents, show me your friends and I'll show you your future. Your kids' friends, look, your kids' friends say a lot about where they're heading. I mean, take a minute and look at who your kids are hanging out with. Well, you are headed in the direction of your friendships. And you know, just little things like that, and people go, wow, that's true. I had a lady tell me yesterday, she said, you said something in a message last year that's forever changed my life. And I said, what was that, Megan? She said, you said, don't complain about what you permit. In other words, if I allow it to happen, don't complain about it. She said, I realized I'm complaining about something that I let happen in my life, and I've decided to not let it happen anymore, so I don't complain anymore, and I have an entirely different life. I'm telling you, Dan's right on track. Brother John, Dan is right on track. This is a freedom and truth rally because there is freedom in the truth. Lies don't liberate people. Truth sets people free. Jesus said, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. If you want to be free, I've got a message. One of my DVDs that I sell on the table is called Dear Dr. Phil. And I love a lot of what Dr. Phil says. But Dr. Phil said something one day that just hit me the wrong way. And here's what he said. The greatest predictor of future behavior is past behavior. Well, I agree with that up to a point. But I still believe God can change a man's life. Doesn't matter what you've been. Doesn't matter how long you've done it. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. I mean, that's freedom, man. You're a new creature. Old things are passed away. All things are become new. I know that sounds a little preachy, but hey, that's what I do. But I try to make it fun in the process. And so maybe somebody's listening today going, wow, you know what? I'm going to go hear these dudes, and I promise you, they'll be blessed. Just come out and join us June the 1st through the 4th. Bring the kids, bring the dog. Yeah, bring the dog. Go ahead. bring the dog. I had a guy light up a cigarette in church the other day. I thought, I've never seen this happen, but hey, you know what? There's a first for everything.
I guess so. You know, I told you we were going to stop and count down and this and that, and we just went and talked for 20 minutes. How's that? That went good.
Oh, wait. I think I probably talked for 15. Sorry, guys.
No. We loved every minute of it. And in the last couple of minutes that we've got here, what I wanted to touch base on one more time, Dan, it's four nights, and God bless him. I do want to come now. You have convinced me that I should be there. And if nothing else, for 4 days, it's like a mini vacation, right? I can relax and enjoy life and get a little bit of enthusiasm and fire going.
Absolutely, John. We'll be glad to have you. I know Brother Dan shares my sentiment. And people of Litchfield, man, I love you and I like you. So come out and join us, man. Have a great time with us. And we look forward to our time at the Freedom and Truth Rally.
Dan, who's doing the music for you?
It's Jeff and Linnell Willis from Anna, Illinois.
Okay. And they're going to be, that'll start right at the beginning, and then you're the introductory speaker, and then Randall, the first and second, and our good friend Jamie, the third and the fourth.
This is correct.
Okay. So that all happens Monday night, starts Monday night at the All Nations Worship Center. That's in Sunshine Park, 1200 East Union in Litchfield. If nothing else, my goodness, a beautiful building, and it's air-conditioned. Come get out of the heat and come jump into the fire. How's that? Thank you very much, Jamie. We look forward to seeing you next week.
Thank you, kind sir. Thank you, Dan. I'll see you soon.
All right.
Thank you. And Dan, I hope that everything works out great, and I hope you get 290-plus and people grumbling that they couldn't get in every night next week.
Well, thank you, Tim.
God bless.